sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
In the year 1831, biologist Charles Darwin began a fateful journey on the HMS Beagle. On that journey, Darwin formulated the controversial theory of evolution, which has impacted society down to this day.
Our goal is to punch holes in that theory, so we'd like to welcome you to
Sink the Beagle.
Fire one, Captain!
Good shooting, John. Right on target.
I love to do it, Stan. I love to just find argumentations, evidences, in this case, torpedo techs and bombs that put the theory of evolution to the bottom of the sea. I'm John Kurlinski.
I am Stan Hudson. We want to welcome you to another episode of
Sink the Beagle,
where we take very lighthearted looks at serious, weighty issues, creation, evolution, where we came from, how those theories affect who we believe we are, and maybe where we think we're going.
And today we want to talk about taking steps, or in this case, the first step for science, the first step for evolutionists, and the first step also for creationists, because last week we talked about scientists last time together who a lot of them don't believe in the Big Bang, so to speak, or say the Big Bang has big problems, and they say that you shouldn't really step out in faith necessarily and put all your eggs in the Big Bang basket.
Yes, they were a little unhappy that there wasn't a little bit more room for other theories.
Especially
and,
money for their
funding
theories.
Funding for, you know, experiments with alternate theories of how things are. But, you know, all theories of how things are require faith.
And even evolutionist biological or paleontological scientists who want to purport evolution over time are dependent on the Big Bang for part of their theory, i.e. the time element of it. And the reality is that the Big Bang time elements really aren't understood, and even those scientists begin with a leap of faith.
We're going to talk about leaps of faith and maybe just in kind of make a little bit of a lighthearted spoof at evolutionists. Evolutionists also have faith, just like creationists.
Yeah, you know, creationists or believers have creeds. You know, we've had them over the age, the apostolic faith of our fathers.
Creed, isn't that
apostolic creed?
Yeah, isn't that a rock group, Creed?
Yeah, they always take faith. They all take
the good names.
But the whole point of it is saying that there was a creed that I believe in God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I believe in the, you know, the cross.
It's a belief statement, and creed comes from the Latin word for believing. In fact, sometimes we call statements of faith credos because in Latin it's the word I believe. So credos, if people have credos, they're called I believes. You know, we're going to talk about those faith statements now. If you believe, if you have faith in evolution, what are those faith statements?
Well, the first actual fundamental faith statement of evolution is I believe in the Big Bang, which is really what they want to say because that gives them their biggest conundrum, which is time. They need enough time and matter to begin the whole process of materialistic evolution.
Right.
And so they have to say, I believe in the Big Bang. And then they have to go on from there to help define, which basically says that I believe at one time there was, or as Carl Sagan said, in the beginning, helium.
In the beginning, helium. And really, matter, remember that materialism is a basis for evolution, and that is that material begets material. All material that we see is basically all there is. What you see is what we got. Even though there's a lot of things that we've talked about recently that we believe in that we can't see, dark things.
Yeah, like dark matter, dark energy. Those are part of this Big Bang formula that they cannot see. They cannot. They just believe exist by faith because they call them patches in their theory because they can't prove their existence. They don't even know if they exist. They're just speculating out there.
And it solves some problems. That's why they're patches.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, so the Big Bang is statement number one. I believe. Credo, Big Bang.
The Big Bang and helium was there at the beginning. And then you have to take the next step. And I kind of call these like, you know, credos or Shazam, as Goldmer Pyle used to say when he got totally surprised by something. You know, you have to also believe in the elemental evolution.
Mm-hmm.
And that's in the area of physics.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the elements themselves had to go from helium to something heavier.
Hydrogen or oxygen.
Carbon first, and up into carbon, and then heavier things like the metals and iron and so forth. All these things to make the universe as we see them today. So it started with something simple. Remember, the idea is to go from simple to more complex, and that's consistent
leap of faith
with
too.
Evolution. Right. Do you see that? Not really, but you believe it happened and happened regularly. And along these steps, so the first one was Big Bang to the beginning elements, the smallest elements like
the lightest
helium
elements.
And hydrogen.
To heavier elements,
they evolved.
Leads and carbon,
they got
lead
heavier
down the line.
Lots of it got heavier, and
Einsteinium,
to rocks and everything. All of this stuff. Okay, after elements, evolved from simple to more complex elements. What happened after that?
You have to have an element. We have to have what you call chemical evolution,
mm-hmm.
which is the combining of elements through whatever means. You have water. Water is mm-hmm. a chemical. It's mm-hmm. hydrogen and
molecules,
oxygen
right.
molecules combined,
mm-hmm.
and some chemicals are quite complex.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a certain level of these elemental and chemical things
coming
to come together.
They got to come together.
In the right...
Organize.
Organize, yeah. All right, you elements, let's get together, organize the chemicals, because we cannot have
hydrogen
life.
Over there.
Oxygen
carbon
here.
Over there.
And get it together. Not too many of you now. Just a few of you now. We need a lot more of you. Come mm-hmm. on, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, over here, move it. Back up, over here. It's like you need a giant director mm-hmm. to get the chemicals in the right proportions.
Well, with no director.
With no director, though. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You have to believe that there's no director.
They did it by themselves.
Self-motivated. They're self-motivated elements.
Mm-hmm.
And they get together and they form these chemicals at the right place, at exactly the right time.
In the right amounts.
Just the right amounts. At just the right distance from a source of energy or a giant Shazammer,
mm-hmm.
like electricity or radiation
heat,
or
whatever.
Something
moved it.
To take it to the right place where you can have the next level of I believe in chemical evolution. I believe they got together in the right place mm-hmm. at the right time
mm-hmm.
for just the right moment so you can have the big Shazam. I believe that somehow... Or mm-hmm. inorganic became organic. Or
okay.
as we like to say sometimes, you put this rock, given enough time... And,
make warm puppies.
Warm puppies,
evolve. And that's the beginning of life. And most evolutionists, most non-Bible believers will say that life is basically advanced chemistry. It's just all chemistry. Chemical reactions and so forth, although no one will deny that life is a lot about chemistry. But it moved from chemistry or chemicals and molecules together just doing things and reacting into what we would now term as life, and that is biology, biologic evolution.
Yeah, once you get into biology, then
you get the carbon compounds and everything. And
all together, mm-hmm. and they have to be able to be undirected yet self-directed
mm-hmm.
because they have to form the things they need to sustain themselves, reproduce themselves.
Yes.
And these things called anatomical fits. Is it first thing a male or a female? Which came first? Or is it the abiogenesis, the whip-tail
mm-hmm.
lizards, the
mm-hmm.
Having both of the genetic formulas in one? Then why would they want to go to two instead of one? How does that make
exactly.
it more survivable?
Lots of problems along the way, which we have talked about in previous Sink the Beagles, but understand this. This is the credo that kind of started it all in some ways, and that is somehow chemicals had to produce life, abiogenesis.
Yeah, so each one of these is a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
What we're saying is that in the creationists we have our leap of faith,
mm-hmm.
and our leap of faith, let's entertain that now.
Well, no,
let's hold.
We got a couple more things to do, and once you get from life, you got to go
to
macroevolution.
You have to go to macroevolution.
From, amoebas and,
cellular. You have to go mm-hmm. complex systems, excuse
mm-hmm.
me. You have to go
mm-hmm.
that life began as simple amino acids
yep.
to form a complex cell, because we do know there's no such thing as simple life.
Nope.
It's highly complex from the very beginning. There's
mm-hmm.
no foam bubbles on the beach that currently become cell walls, is what they want to...
Originally thought,
they originally speculated
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
So you have these leaps of faith.
You go from a basic life, let's call it amoeba for the sake of argument, from an
amoeba... A one-celled amoeba multicell.
Multicell, and then eventually to fishies, and then eventually...
With hair and a beard and a goatee.
We got
quit looking at me.
Yeah, hello. Speaking, the acme of evolution.
There we go.
and all of these things, and had to happen in the right order, under the perfect conditions, and so forth, by chance. And so these are all statements of faith,
yes,
into things that, you know, are
we can't, well, we prove, haven't seen. We haven't seen, mm-hmm, and we have no evidence of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very much as, so they have many steps or many creeds that are, mm-hmm, needed, each one what we would consider from just a, from a philosophical understanding, each one's a giant leap of faith.
Absolutely. Very problematic, as we point out here,
and so,
on Sink the Beaver.
Yeah. And if we really want to go back, Christians do have leaps of faith along the, mm-hmm, way too, but they,
sure,
have the one leap of faith which that they begin with is not, I believe in matter. It's, I believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
above
a torpedo text.
That's right. And, you know, just before I read our torpedo text, I just want to say that all things require faith and a set of miracles, shall we say, for us to be here today. I've always favored my set of miracles because it has a miracle worker.
Yes.
Along with, you know, the with theory the, instead of just miracles without a miracle worker.
Yeah.
But here we go. And this is the famous definition of faith that we've often referenced here on Sink the Beagles from Hebrews 11. Verse 1 and 3.
Okay.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Okay, evidence of things not seen. So faith requires a certain belief in things that we haven't seen. And then verse 3 says, by faith we, creationists, understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So unseen forces did create that which we see, and we call that unseen force
God,
because that's who introduced this history to us.
And our faith is the evidence of this,
mm-hmm,
of what we believe. And, mm-hmm, science says material is where, mm-hmm, we start our, you know, our faith is in material stuff.
And they have faith, and they have faith that is based in things that they haven't seen
or can prove.
Mm-hmm.
And so we both take these leaps of faith. We just think that the leap of theism, in the sense of belief that God is the originator of it all, and that God, mm-hmm, is the one whom we need to look to, believe he exists, is a more believable, more acceptable, more rational, mm-hmm, more sensible step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Hebrew Old Testament prophet would say, you know, all knowing begins the leap of faith, and it says the ultimate first step, the baby step for even the believer, is the fear of the Lord, is the beginning of knowledge.
Beginning of wisdom,
the,
yeah,
beginning of knowledge and the beginning of wisdom, both.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea that this is the ultimate first step to making sense out of anything.
Right.
God is God, I am, mm-hmm, not, he exists. We, mm-hmm, all realize sooner or later that we don't rule the world or rule our environment. We are ruled by it more than we rule it.
Absolutely. And that is the basis of creationism, and certainly requires faith, because when was the last time you saw God standing in front of you? Probably not. So you have to believe in that which is invisible to us. And that, but that makes sense. To me, that just, you know, it all, for me, comes together, because all of these different steps, these credo steps that, evolutionists say, things going from simple to complex, are actually disprovable in the world. As you look and observe nature, you see, instead of greater complexity coming, instead you see decay. You see things going from complex to more simple in all
atrophy,
of these areas.
Yes, in all these areas.
From chemical to biology, it's all there. Everything is decaying. It goes
not informing,
exact opposite.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so we believe it takes less faith, mm-hmm, in a sense,
mm-hmm,
to believe in God than it does to believe in these processes. And
I
we invite
so.
The believer week to week to examine these things, saying, what do you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And we want to invite you to take the ultimate step of faith, which is God is God and you are not. And that gives you a perspective. They call it the fear of the Lord. I like to call it a sustained reverential awe.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that I live my moments under the eye of the one who made me,
mm-hmm,
and the realization of his reality. That gives me a great humility and also the great respect I need to honor the other person who also was made in his image.
Yes.
And we invite you to do that as an ethic for morality here, and we promote it here on
Sink the Beagle.
Thanks for listening to Sink the Beagle. We'd like to send you a special gift just for being with us today. Write to our email address, beagle@lifetalk.net, and ask for your free copy of Dr. Dwight Nelson's book called Built to Last, A Thoughtful Look at Creation and Evolution. Ask for Built to Last when you write to beagle@lifetalk.net. And be sure to listen in next time to another episode of Sink the Beagle.
So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile. from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Island.